Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Peggy in Utah's got some unexpected visitors to the carport. What's going on?
We don't have bats in our belfry. We've got birds in our rafters. I have a double carport. It's about 25 by 30, and the birds just lived under the rafters and mess up our cars. How can I finish that off to make it both look nice and not too expensive? And my husband hates to paint.
There are, I'm thinking, Leslie, that she might want to invest in some of those products.
Those little spiky.
Yeah, Bird X.
Yeah, it's a long strip that has these sort of spiky materials that stick off of it that makes it so that the birds can't land on the area. And you can get them in a variety of lengths and, you know, different looks. You can even get them in different colors so that they can blend in a little bit more appropriately with your setting.
Yeah, they have metal ones. They have plastic ones. The website is birdx.com, BIRDX.com.
Okay.
There are control spikes there that are very safe for the birds, because once they figure out that they're there,
they don't want to land there
anymore.
They
don't want to land there, exactly. And they'll go and bother your neighbor and roost in your neighbor's carport.
And now a question is, too, if I want to finish that off so it looks like a nice finished area, so that the top of the carport is finished, what would you suggest?
You mean sealing off the rafters, so perhaps you have a beadboard ceiling, or maybe just, you know, thickening up those rafters so they look more like proper yieldy type of supports?
How about some nice flowy material that would make it, you know, that would make it very, very attractive? What kind of a batting material or something like that, Leslie, would be available?
You would have to use exterior fabric, even though it's in a covered carport area. You would want to make sure you use something like Sunbrella or any of the other brands that make an exterior fabric, just so that it doesn't get affected by the moisture, mildew potentials. And then what you could do is, the way those outdoor fabrics are made, they don't, oh gosh, what is that? They don't fray on the edge. So you can cut it and not worry about having to hem it. If you wanted to create a finished look, you can even use an iron on, like a fusible bonding, to create a finished edge if sewing's not your favorite task. And then you could go ahead and staple it to the rafters, or put grommets in the fabric edge and then maybe some eye hooks into the rafter itself, and sort of drape it so it swags up and along. And that might make a nice finished look. And you can even do it the opposite way, so that when you look from the street, you see the swag going from front to back rather than you see the sides of it. It's really up to you. And, you know, I did on a new show that I worked on the WE Network called The Ugliest House on the Block, Peggy, I dressed up a carport that had those simple steel support column poles holding up the carport. I got these beautiful...
We do, the round ones.
Mm-hmm. I got these beautiful sort of PVC columns that came in 4 pieces, and they wrapped around the existing pole, and this was sort of a craftsman-style tapered column, so it started off real narrow at the top and then came down in a beautiful tapered column with even raised panelings, and they really just snapped together. The only work that I needed some tools for was to adjust the length or the height of each of these pieces, and it went together beautifully. It even went together with just Gorilla Glue. So if you wanted to really spruce up that space, you know, for a couple of $100, you could get these wraparound pieces.
Oh, thank you kindly.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.